I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us on the Trocar College live line this morning, Sash Silvera, who's with the Coalition to Protect Kids in New York, which is a group pushing back against Prop 1 on the ballot that you'll see in just a couple of weeks or maybe as soon as this Saturday with early voting. Sash, thanks so much for being with us this morning. All right, Prop 1, a lot of questions as to what it is. It seemed all the discussion was around abortion, and in the month since, it's expanded to include a lot more. Why is your group pushing back against this proposition on the ballot?
Good morning. Yes, the Coalition to Protect Kids New York, a nonpartisan ballot issue committee, we completely reject Prop 1. It was never about abortion. Abortion does not appear in any of the proposed legislation or language that our legislature approved. There's so much more, though, that is there. And in a nutshell, beyond proposing to include about 12 new protected categories into our anti-discrimination clause of our Constitution, there's never the concern that we are seeking to deny anyone equal protection, right? Everyone in New York is already guaranteed equal protections under the law as it stands, the way our Constitution and state laws support us today. The issue with the vagueness and the broadness of the proposed language is that it introduces new parameters by which the courts and only the courts will be empowered to give definition to. So key concerns are the endangerment of minor children, exposure to minor children with no guardrails when we are not discriminating against age as we do with tattoos, alcohol, cigarettes. We discriminate, but we call them safeguards, right? There's no clarity around that. Combined with some of the other classes that are proposed in the amendment, like gender identity or gender orientation, which are not defined either, it sounds that the classes will have conflict amongst themselves. Religious as well. Religion is a protected class as well. So our concerns, key concerns, are parental rights and authority being usurped and children being endangered as a result of that. Parents are the best protectors of their children. Religious liberties being endangered by allowing courts to impose and uphold policies that conflict with deeply held beliefs of many religious faiths and practices. The empowerment of judges. The legislative branch is one third of our government. The judicial is another third. So here we have the government with far-reaching impositions and really overreach into the lives of the people of New York. The judges will have the power to interpret and rule and allow or change laws, weaken laws, all kind of things we won't know until we get there, but there will be lots of litigation because who's more protected?
Sash, what is behind this push? It seems kind of mysterious. Who's behind it and why are they pushing this?
It's, well, as far as we the people are concerned, the ones that are accountable to us would be our legislators, our public servants who we elect as representatives, right, to first uphold the existing constitutions, both of them, New York State and U.S., and serve the will of the people. So they're behind this because who's behind them? That's a good question. But they're behind this. It was their efforts, them passing these bills that were first introduced in two different consecutive legislative sessions in 2022 and 2023 that allowed this to be on the ballot for the statewide popular vote for the people to give the final approval or rejection of this addition to our state constitution. So for us, they're behind this. Who's pulling their strings? That's a great question, because this doesn't serve the people of New York well or the children.
When you talk to people about Prop 1, what do you find the awareness level is? And not just talking about the awareness level of some of the things you're talking about, but the awareness that there's a proposition to vote on in the first place.
Many people do not even know that this exists. So the effort of the coalition is primarily to raise that awareness and so that people can do their research, due diligence, and make informed decisions. For many, if we don't tell them, they will first meet the proposal on the back of their ballot when they vote, providing they turn the ballot over, right, from the candidate side. So it's very concerning. There's very little transparency about, one, what it truly represents, and that the fact that it even exists to begin with. So very little awareness.
We heard that this morning that the proposition will appear on the front of the ballot for voters. They won't have to flip it over. Yesterday, there was a poll out by Siena College that showed overwhelming support for it statewide. Does that surprise you?
From Siena College? No. I mean, I don't know where their polling representation comes from. You know, different polling stats give different results, just like we hear in all different types of subject matters. I think with the deceptiveness of the amendment and the way that the ballot is presented, it's called on the ballot, it's proposal number one, and it's called an amendment to against unequal treatment. I may be paraphrasing it incorrectly, but even that's vague and misleading. There's a whole section, paragraph B of the proposed amendment that's not even referenced at all on the ballot. So I wouldn't be surprised that people are in support of it. They don't know what they're voting on. When people are educated, though, I don't know, the Siena Poland didn't do that piece of it. On face value, many people are in support of it because they don't know. It's deceptive. But once they're educated on the legal ramifications and some of the destructive impacts, the fact that this can be written better, it's just a poorly written amendment, most people are opposed to it and would require their legislature to do a better job in granting new rights without usurping or encroaching on existing rights. That's all.
Is it tough to find opposition when it is titled? Because, you know, people might read what's on the ballot, but it's called the Equal Rights Amendment. And on face value, it's a hard thing to get opposition to, isn't it?
Absolutely. Who's against equal rights? No one at the Coalition to Protect Kids in New York is opposed to equal rights. On the ballot, it's not even called equal rights, though. It's called the Amendment to Protect Against Unequal Treatment. Okay, so that's something different. So people are confused greatly. They think the ERA that they've been hearing about for 10 years in the making, they think that's something completely different. This is being framed as an abortion amendment. Right. They're told you need to, you know, enshrine your rights to abortion. And that's what this is all about. And they don't see the word abortion. And for those that go deeper to go read the actual amendment, they don't even see the term abortion used. So it's very confusing. I think people are genuinely and deliberately being confused.
And you're telling people to get educated before they go to the polls.
100%, and we're even helping to educate them. We're hosting town hall events, education sessions, in-person, Zoom, however we can reach you across the 62 counties of New York. We are trying to provide our website, protectkidsny.com, a great resource of information, lead you to the actual legislation that brought this to the ballot so you can see what your assembly member or senator voted on and who voted on it. At this point, they've done their part, though. It's on the people. It's the people that will either approve it or reject it. The Coalition to Protect Kids New York is urging every voter in New York to flip their ballot over. Some counties have a busy ballot, so if it can't fit on the front, it will be on the back because there's a lot of legislative seats beyond the presidential candidates. But we're urging every New Yorker to flip their ballot over as early as Saturday, October 26th, when early voting begins, through November 5th, and vote no on Prop 1 or the so-called Equal Rights Amendment or the Amendment to Protect Against Unequal Treatment. It discriminates in a nutshell.
Well, we thank you.
It's discrimination, but it's discriminating.
We thank you and appreciate the time. Sash Silvera is with the Coalition to Protect Kids NY.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.